Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottillo along with Mario Harris, running things on the board today and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We have on with us Glenn West from Bengal Tiger on 3. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, doing well. Just gearing up for hopefully some football here in a few weeks. So I'm excited to finally get back to some football, but we got to get through a few more weeks of fall camp beforehand.
On defense, has Whit Weeks and Dottery been the alphas there? Because those are the guys, you know, Whit Weeks, this team's much better on defense when he's in the lineup. We didn't know exactly how injured he was even last year. But he's certainly a playmaker, and Dottery, we've seen him the last couple of years at Ole Miss, where, man, he's a magnet to the football and the ball carrier. Have those two guys really been the two leaders on the defensive side of the ball?
I would say they've been two of them. I mean, they're certainly two of the more experienced defensive players on the team in terms of just all the SEC reps that they have under their belt. I would throw in Ty Benefield, though, the safety, and then also Principal Umamielen at edge. I think those are kind of your core four guys, and, you know, you'd like to have at least one big-time voice in each level of the defense, and I think that LSU has some real great experience, some real great talent there that has stepped up and are going to be those leaders. But certainly when you talk about Weeks and Dottery at linebacker, those are the two that are going to be kind of organizing everybody and, you know, making sure that they're all set up in the right way. And so I do think that they have been very vocal leaders, and it's been great that Whit Weeks has been able to have a full off season now where he stayed healthy and looks to be running around and moving very well. And so we know also how close that Weeks is with Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator. So that's obviously a really important relationship in this defense as well. So I do think that those two have really stood out from a leadership perspective. And that's what you hope at the linebacker spot in the middle of that defense.
At the safety position, the emergence of Chase Thomas, and you know, he certainly has the pedigree. His dad, Fred, you know, played in the NFL for a long time at corner. He was all over the board at Destrehan. He was wide receiver, corner, safety, you name it. He played it. And I think everybody sort of thought he'd probably be running with the twos. And he has really made a strong run to be a starter on this football team.
Yeah, he really has. And, you know, it never count out the Destrehan guys. I mean, there's, nope. You know, Phillip Wright is a wide receiver that's very much rising up the program right now. Jabari Mack is another really talented young receiver. But, you know, in terms of those guys, Jace Thomas absolutely will have an opportunity to play and play very meaningful snaps for LSU this year. He's been one of the more surprise stories, I think, of fall camp. You know, he got some run in the first team back in spring ball, but that was also because Benefield and Cooley were kind of not participating for parts of spring camp as well. You know, Cooley was dealing with a little bit of an injury. I think they just wanted to manage the rep to Ty Benefield. So Jace Thomas and Fahim Delane both really got a lot of experience playing next to one another back in the spring. And that momentum is certainly carried over here in the fall, because I do believe that Jace Thomas and Delane too, I think, will compete for snaps with Cooley there to go alongside Benefield. So Jace Thomas has done a really, really nice job and has a lot of fans in the program, certainly on the defensive side of the ball. I think he's made some really great strides here in his second off season, and is looking like he's going to be able to cash in on him as well.
Coach Kiffin has talked about defensive end Carpenter, and he looks to me to be kind of a little bit taller, maybe a little bit lengthier version of Jack Pyburn, who was on the team last year. And who knows where Jack will end up, because he got a temporary restraining order. He may end up back in college football, and who knows what else, because Ole Miss has got three of them that could potentially come back also. But your thoughts on Carpenter at defensive end? It's an area where they certainly could use, and not that he has a ton of experience, but he's been there, done that, and he's a from watching him, he's a technically sound edge guy.
Yeah, another really good story here in fall camp that's been developing. Bo Bordelon on the offensive line has been a great offensive story. But on defense, Carpenter has really had some increased opportunities here, especially this week with Jordan Ross missing a couple practices in a row. So he's actually been running with the first team opposite of Prince Wellumon Mielen there for a couple practices now, and is doing really good work. I mean, he's a veteran guy. He's been in this system now for 3 years. You mentioned the playing time. He got more and more of it last year as guys went down with injuries and such, and he really had, I think, a lot of increased opportunities last year in this defense, and so seemed to learn a lot, and he stuck with it, right? You love stories like that where guys, especially in-state guys who just love being in this program and love being at LSU, who don't, bolt after a couple years of maybe not playing as much as they would like. So Carpenter's been a great story. I would imagine that he gets a lot of run this year as well, whether it's next to Uman Nielen or substituting and rotating in with Jordan Ross and Lamar Brown. But he's been a really bright spot here in fall camp. And, yeah, to your point about Pyburn, man, these are just wild times. I mean, like, this guy this last week, we had two sacks for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and now he's looking at another backup option here with potentially coming back to school if that's something that opens the door here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it is crazy times, and again, it could help if he decides to come back to LSU. I don't know how he feels about it. Also, could really help Ole Miss, because if Xavien Harris is healthy, and Dejon Wright, man, he's still in camp with the Browns at the time. Man, you talk about a good looking tight end. He's that, he's a force once he catches the ball downfield. I want to ask you, who is running as the three and four corners on this LSU team? We know who the starters are going to be, but who would be the third corner and fourth corner for LSU?
Yeah, I think right now you're probably looking at Jakeem Jackson, and then Michael Turner is probably your backup corners on this team right now. I think Havon Finney is a young player who certainly has a lot of respect and potential in this program long term, but he should be starting his senior year of high school this season, and so to really I think he's made some great strides already this off season, but I think to throw him out there into the fire of SEC play might be a little too quick, a little too hasty. So Jackson's played well, and Michael Turner has really played well too. I think he has always been a guy to me that just practices really well. I mean, I remember watching him as a true freshman and just thinking that he needed to add some weight, of course, but that he could hold his own. He could drop back in coverage and do a really nice job. And he's now added some weight. I think he's around the same size as PJ Woodland, and so maybe a little taller than PJ too. So I do think that Michael Turner's a guy that we could see in that rotation a little bit, but it's really going to have to start with Pickett and Woodland and keeping those two healthy throughout the course of the season, because those guys, I would imagine, are going to get the overwhelming majority of your snaps as long as they're on the field and able to play.
Glenn, last question for you. And this would be, I'm a big believer in special teams. I think more and more, as college football mirrors the NFL, man, field position, big play opportunities, I think the running back core, Harlan Berry and Caden Durham, they'll get some shots in the kickoff return game. But right now, who would you say would be maybe their top two punt returners?
It's a great question. We don't have a whole ton of access to the special teams at this point, so it's a little bit of a mystery. But back in the spring, I will tell you, the guys that really stood out to me were Trey Wilson, the transfer from Florida, and then Phillip Wright, the second-year wide receiver out of Destrehan. Those two guys definitely got some reps back in the spring at punt returner. I don't know how much it's changed here in the fall. But I would imagine those are two guys that LSU's still looking very closely at as potential punt returners for this team.
All I can tell you is, I don't know how clean Phillip Wright will catch a punt, but if he catches it, you better catch him in fast. Because once he's going to get one step and up the field, you got troubles, brother, because Phillip Wright can flat out fly out on the football field.
Yeah, he's a great athlete and somebody that I think LSU is looking to get a lot more opportunities for here in his second season because he's earned it.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Always enjoy you, joining us here on Sports Talk.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. I always appreciate you reaching out and happy to do it anytime. So thank you so much for having me on.
Appreciate it. Glenn West from Bengal Tiger.